Thank you so much for joining the 13th Avenue Media Podcast. We are an engaged modern media company. We offer transparent organic social media with daily branded content, engagement strategy, and some video magic. We make you relevant, basically, is what we're saying. So if you're interested in our services, please feel free to reach out. All you got to do is Google 13th Avenue Media. You'll find us. Enjoy the show. We're so glad you're here listening to our podcast.
Do it.
Well, you're in luck today, people, because this is the reboot of 13th Avenue Media Podcast. And I am so happy to have Donny Hathaway with me with Palm Harbor Local, but he's also, you know, like a realtor. He has like a job, full-time job, and a full-time podcast and a full-time family, but he's a local yokel. So welcome to the show, Donny.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to just chat with you again. It's always fun connecting with you.
It's fun connecting with you. And I tortured Donny for probably too long before I hit record, because there's always so much to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot to say. Hence why I was like, let's just hit record.
Yeah, we should have started from the beginning, right?
You know, like people love to hear the background.
Yeah.
So I want to first say that, you know, 13th Avenue Media Podcast is now going to be on the 13th every month, and you are the first. So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
The choice of the people. And I want to tell people why I chose you as the first guest.
Okay.
I have met many people in business. I myself have been in business on my own for 8 years, two companies, a book, and a partridge in a pear tree. Hope you all enjoyed Christmas. And I meet people that say they're going to do something, and then I see them start, and then they kind of trickle off, whether that be they're going to start a podcast, or they're going to go on Instagram, or they're going to do daily content on TikTok, or they're going... whatever they say they're going to do, it's very difficult to be consistent. And consistency is one of my favorite words. Mm-hmm. And when I talk to people like Donny about really committing to something and understanding how important your community is and engaging with your community, it's never just one thing. Right, Donny?
Right. It's a whole suite of you know, things to do and people to connect with.
Yes. So I want you to be able to share with the audience. I chose Donny because he has been very consistent, and I've been watching. I watch people mostly to see if they're going to follow through with what they say they're going to do, because I know myself how long it takes to create a brand, to create a network, to create a community, to create a business, to do a podcast. And Donny, you've done it really, really well. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, so I got to say this, like that word consistency, it kind of just hit me like when you were talking about that. But so every year, my wife and I, we sit down and kind of recap the year, kind of our goals, what did we accomplish, what didn't we accomplish, and then set goals for the following year. And I just remembered, you know, last year, my word was and we always kind of have like a word or a phrase of the year too. And that word was consistency, you know? And, I didn't even think about it like throughout the year until now, you know? So, but I think just starting the year with that in mind or in that mindset of just whatever I'm going to do, I'm going to do it consistently throughout the year and give it, you know, 100% effort throughout the entire year, and then kind of recap and adjust and recalibrate from there. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. Consistency is an underrated word.
Yeah.
And I think we should bring it back. I think we should bring it back strong. It's very easy to have an idea. It is very difficult to follow through with that idea.
Yeah.
Even if you are not getting the return you wanted fast enough. Because as you and I know, what we're going to talk about today always comes back to branding, and anything that we do, whether it be a podcast, social media, a newsletter, a blog, TikTok, LinkedIn, this is all about branding, and branding demands consistency.
Yep.
So Donnie, why don't you share with the audience why you chose as a Palm Harbor realtor to start a podcast show?
Great question. So when, you know, kind of towards the end of the year, when I was looking, this was probably a couple of years ago now, I was looking at like where my business, you know, came from, you know, where did the majority of my business come from as a realtor? And it was from my network, from the people that I knew, from the people that trusted me, you know, that were referring me business as well. So, you know, so then it was just like, okay, how do we capitalize and grow that network of people that I know and that know and trust me as well? And a podcast was one of those ideas. And I will admit too, like I pushed back on the podcast idea. I didn't think it would be something I would be good at or enjoy. And I think part of that was just, I didn't understand it. I just didn't know how to, like, the steps that it took to start a podcast and run a podcast. So that was really the big thing, was to kind of grow the people the audience that I knew. And then the second part of that is, the small business community, you know, just highlighting our local business owners. You know, I think we have a lot of great local businesses in our area. And that is just, I feel like it's just grown over the last, you know, several years. So it's good to highlight them. And there's always, you know, new businesses coming in and people that are, you know, chasing their dreams and doing what they love and are passionate about. So it's fun to connect with them, get to know them and kind of share their story as well.
Sure. And we never know who's going to be listening or who's going to be watching. We do know that they're listening and watching. I get emails of, I just heard your show yesterday. And that's always exciting, because sometimes you're doing work like this and it's almost like it's going out to the abyss.
Yeah.
Right? It's taking a real chance on you is what it comes down to.
Yep.
You know, taking a chance on committing to doing something, whether it grows really fast or it takes a really long time. So let's get a little tactical, because I do think that there's a lot of people out there that want to start a show. And I'm a huge fan of community. Donnie came to my Meet the Neighbors event in 2021. And I've also been on your show. And I really enjoy everything that you are participating in, because you realize that it's never going to be just one thing.
Yeah.
But this one thing that you've chosen, the podcast, plus everybody can visit your Instagram page and all of that is in our show notes. What was it like in the beginning when you started? I first want to hear about, I know that you chose the word consistency, which I think was a big deal.
Yeah.
Whether or not you thought about that until the end of the year was a very big deal.
Yeah.
What was it like your mindset? Did you find yourself getting challenged in the beginning and wanting to give up?
Yes, I would say 100%. There were many times where I was like, you know, I didn't know how in the beginning, I didn't know how people would react to saying, hey, I have this idea for a podcast. Like, will you come and be a guest and come and talk with me, for this podcast? So that was a big fear of mine going into it. You know, what I did in the beginning was I created, I recorded a backlog of episodes before I actually launched, like January 4th was our first episode. So before January 4th, I had, you know, at least like, I think I had 5 episodes that I'd already recorded. And I think that helped, like, keeping the momentum going. And the goal in the beginning of the podcast was to record all 52 episodes. I do one a week. So I wanted to do all 52 of them in the first quarter.
How'd that go?
Yeah. It was a little more ambitious than I, you know, anticipated, but having that goal, like, challenged me to keep going and keep recording those first few months when I didn't, when there were moments where I questioned, like, whether I wanted to keep this going or not. Or whether I was like, you know, the conversations were good enough and going to be engaging enough and that sort of stuff too. So So yeah, in the beginning, there's always some of that self-doubt that you kind of question. But, you know, one thing I've learned, you know, through real estate is to just kind of push through those uncomfortable moments and just challenge yourself. And it's never as bad as you really think it is. So just pushing through, like when I feel that uncomfort level, it's just kind of like, okay, let's just do it and get it over with.
Yes. And so yeah. Now I'm quite sure you feel a lot more comfortable than you once did.
Yes. Yes. 100%.
Yeah. So I just listened to your show, kind of wrapping up the year. Yeah. And I really love that. I love when people do a wrap up. It's because you can't even believe how many people you've spoken to, I'm sure. And right. And I felt that when you said, like, I'd really love to highlight everybody. But you can't even imagine, like, oh my God, I had that conversation, especially in a pandemic, where like it feels like the longest 5 minutes of our lives. Still, I think that it's kind of amazing because I want people to understand. I guess what I'm trying to do here is to help people, encourage people to do a show, encourage people to put themselves out there.
Yeah.
I hear a lot of people say this, it's oversaturated.
Oh yeah.
There's too many podcasts. There's no other Palm Harbor local show. I can promise you that. Right.
Yep.
There's no other 13th Avenue Media show. So you have to not tune everybody out. Right. Yep. And make that decision and then forge ahead. So what was it like doing the tactical things? I don't think people realize when you're doing a show on your own, all of the things that you have to do. So what were you anticipating? And then what were you shocked about? Because you didn't realize, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is so much work.
anticipating, I would say, you know, the biggest thing in the beginning was creating a kind of template of everything that I wanted to, that I needed to do for each episode. So I at least kind of had it like mapped out of, okay, you know, I need to invite the guests on the episode, you know, send them out the questionnaire, you know, record the episode. How am I going to record it? Where am I going to host the podcast, and how do I syndicate that out to all the different podcasting platforms out there? So the biggest thing in the beginning was just creating a plan of what I thought I needed to accomplish. Mm-hmm. I think, and then like, as I, you know, kind of grew throughout the year, I think one of the most challenging parts of it that I didn't understand how long it would take was just the post-production process of, you know, you have an episode recorded, and now you got to piece it all together, create show notes, you know, create content to share it to people. So that took some time as well. And I think in the beginning, it took, you know, several hours for me to do, you know, for one episode, right? So I would be spending either weekends or my Friday afternoon, you know, going through and editing the podcast and creating all this content and copy for one episode. And, you know, since then I've been able to windle that time period down. But it still takes a couple hours to do all of that.
Well, because you also have to promote a show in order for people to listen.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't just create it and put it out there and hope people see it.
Right. So, yes, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. I think that's what, I'm trying to encourage people to, you have to understand that, it's such a great medium. And you and I really believe in the power of relationships and community and networking. But in this age, to be able to have a one-on-one is so much better sometimes, to be in a room filled with people just handing out business cards that you're not really developing a relationship with.
Yep.
Right. So, all right. So then there's the business of real estate. So you, very smart to do this. I mean, I think that anybody that is creating a brand that is not just talking about real estate is actually really smart.
Yeah.
Because why do we choose our realtor? Well, I know for me, I knew nobody when I moved to Tampa Bay from New York. And I would have liked if my realtor said, hey, listen, I can connect you with a landscaper, a painter, the best restaurants, a hair salon, good school for the kids. And that's really what you've created with your podcast show. But let's talk a little bit about your real estate business. Mm-hmm. How long have you been in the business and what has it been like for you throughout this time? Special time.
Yeah, special time. The last couple of years have been crazy in real estate. So I started in real estate in 2016. So about a little over five years ago, I've been in real estate now. And I got into it just kind of, I was ready to kind of start a career. I have a degree in biology and,
makes perfect sense.
Yeah. So everything was set up perfectly there. Uh-huh. So I had this degree and I started a master's program and kind of was like, you know what, I'm done with school. I need to do something else. And you know, ever since I was a little kid, a dream I had was always to own a business. I don't know. I didn't really have an idea of what type of business or whatever it was. So real estate kind of made sense because it was an easy entry point. And I thought it was something I could be good at. Right. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that for the last 5 years. And the beginning part of my real estate career, I think, is you're just trying to kind of find your way and figure out, you know, how you like, you know, one, you're trying to learn the business. And then two, like you're trying to figure out how to operate a business, and how to kind of grow that business as well. So, you know, I tried all the different, you know, traditional real estate techniques, you know, cold calling, force of owners, expired listings, mailing postcards, all that kind of stuff. And wasn't my personality. I didn't really enjoy any of that stuff. And so through that and just kind of, you know, I kind of started to make a plan of social media and, you know, learning that side of the business, and how to generate business from social media. So started that, and that thing then led me into the podcast and, kind of growing my network that way. So it's been quite a journey, quite an experience, and I've loved every minute of it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think where people get stuck sometimes when it comes to doing a podcast show, they want to just sell their own business.
Yeah.
And it's actually a good idea to not do that, because people, the old saying is, right, people want to do business with people that they like.
Yeah.
So in real estate, you need somebody you like, and you need somebody that understands the community. And who better than somebody that is interviewing somebody, you know, and having this show. So you've met all the restaurateurs, and I know that you just did a show with the new co-working space that's in Dunedin, right?
Yep. Hope Grove, Dunedin.
Yeah. So, you know, the latest and the greatest for business and for people, families that are just moving into the community, because you've been able to meet with all the business owners. So to me, right, like somebody that owns a social media company, it's like, well, duh, Donnie, of course you should do that.
Yeah.
Right. But a lot of people don't realize that, you know, you could be a lawyer and not everybody actually wants to hear all the time about the law, but you love golf.
Right.
So you talk about golf after you spend all day on the golf course. And then people, you know, will hear, just like you have information about you being a realtor in your show, but your focus is not on that. You're actually, your focus, which is what I believe everybody's focus should be when they're branding, is to give value.
Yeah, 100%. Right? Yeah, you have to give value and more value and more value. And it's finding something that you're passionate about, right? So if it is golf or if it is a small business community, you know, you want to be passionate about it. You want to have some interest in it. Otherwise you're not going to be consistent with it. And, so I think that's the biggest thing. And whatever it is, you know, just talk about that passion and then link it back to, like you said, link it back to your business, but you're adding value to that community.
100%. Yes.
Yeah.
So when I think of Donny Hathaway, I know that he's a realtor and I know he has a great podcast show. And I know if I listen, if I want to know anything about Palm Harbor, I'm going to listen to that show.
Yep. There you go.
So, would you say now you've done it, you know, for an entire year, are you happy that you started it? Like, how do you feel about doing the show and going into this new bright, shiny new year?
Yeah, 100%. I am. I'm so happy that I stuck with it. And, I've really enjoyed, I think that's one thing I kind of got out of it too, is I really enjoyed, you know, meeting these people and, these business owners like yourself, and just connecting with them, because there's some really great people in our community. And it just really, it's been a lot of fun just having those conversations. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't have met, you know, 50 something people, this past year, and, you know, built some of these relationships that I have now. So, I'm excited to kind of keep it going and continue to grow it, right? So it's just adding more value for the community, and for people that are tuning in and listening to it. So.
And have you been able to refer business, and have you had business referred back to you?
Yeah, I've definitely had some opportunities, that came back to me. And then I think one of the coolest things that I just thought about too was, and this happened kind of early on, which I wasn't expecting, but somebody would reach out to me and say, "Oh, I just heard your podcast about this artist, and I went and I ordered some art from her, or bought some art from her," you know. So there was a lot of stuff that happened like that, and so hearing those stories, I think was really cool, and that kind of motivated me, inspired me to kind of keep it going and keep growing the podcast.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. I love it. I love that you stayed committed. Yeah. I love that you've stayed consistent, because really it takes a lot of work, as you know, a lot of, you know, mindset. Your mindset was just, I'm going to do this. I'm going to keep going. And no matter what happens, good or bad, I'm committed. And then you see the benefits of that after consistency takes off, right?
Yeah. And it takes time. It's not just be consistent over a 3-month period. It's, you know, a year plus, and just give it really a good effort, and then kind of reevaluate it and see if it's something you want to continue.
Did you hear what he said, everybody? He said a year plus.
Yeah.
Don't expect anything to happen overnight, people.
No,
this is a lot of work, a lot of commitment, a lot of promotion, a lot of social media, a lot of good copy, a lot of touching different things, a lot of follow through, a lot of connecting others. But it can be done. And thank goodness we have a world of technology like this, where we're Zooming together to make it happen. So happy 2022 to you, Donny. And thank you for being our first guest on the reboot of the 13th Avenue Media Show.
Yes, I appreciate you sharing so much. And thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Bye, Donny.
See you.